A serious look at Lyme's disease. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Baby Butte is a large horse management area in southeastern Oregon. It is also a grazing allotment. In addition to that, it's a important sage grouse habitat.
Those words emanate from a wonderful cowgirl named Andy Reber. And by her own admission, she has been handicapped by Lyme's disease for years. She says it has seriously impaired her life. So a heads up to all of you outdoorsmen wandering around in the wilderness. More than 300,000 new cases of Lyme disease, the most common tick-borne illness in the United States, are diagnosed each year. But there may be hope. In a new interview with CMR Reuben World, Dr. Brian Fallon, director of the Lyme and Tick-Borne Diseases Research Center at the Columbia University Irving Medical Center, it is revealed that despite the challenges to find a cure for this complex, debilitating disease, precision medicine and biotechnology are accelerating the discovery of new tools with which doctors will be able to diagnose it and treat patients. Dr. Fallon says that through rapid genetic sequencing, scientists can identify many different strains of Borrelia burgdorferi, which is the causative agent of Lyme disease, as well as new tick-borne microbial infections. In the meantime, hunters and fishermen, if you're in the underbrush, wear long sleeves and long pants, and when you get out, check for ticks. This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.